Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak. Milan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
שלום, שלום. הרי אני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your friend, love your neighbor, love your partner in the same way that you express love to yourself. When her home plays in the background, I can hear the harmonies. When home plays its tune, I can feel the vibrations of the waves that home creates. I feel the warmth feeling spreading through all parts of my body. I could feel the beginning of that experience. I can feel the chedva, the joy, the beginning of joy to feel that feeling. I feel the fluidity of myself right through myself, with no borders, no stops, just flowing. And as it flows, I feel the expansion. Just merely thinking about that feeling, about home. And it feels soft on my skin. It tingles my skin as it flows down my arm from above my shoulders, from above my head. It pours on my head from above, from the source of water, source of life. It pours on my head and cleanses my thoughts. Cleanses that inner space in my head. What is home? Mean, how does home feel? Does it cleanse all these thoughts that I go there, all these negative thoughts? Does it create new thoughts? It's freedom. It's the desire for freedom that I feel when I say home. And where is home? Where is God? Where is the source of energy? The source of energy that gives us the understanding of who we are step by step, through the challenges God is, through the challenges home is, through the challenges love is. So what is home? It is in our heart. God is in our heart. Love is in our heart. when the feeling of home is altered, when the experience of home is shifted, we feel this dissonance, discord between us, between me to you. And this discord exists on all these levels, starting from my head, trickles down with all the experiences and all the harsh challenges, trickles down through the body. And if I don't stop it, if I don't run after it, to hold it from getting to all the parts of my body, it will get there before I will. And then my body reacts to these challenges and to these fears of what will be. And it is the feeling, and it is the feeling that comes after I pause, after I pause and breathe and close my eyes and connect with you and try to see the corner in that circle room. Home is the feeling of freedom from judgments. From judgments from me to me, from you to me, and from me to you. It is up to you to feel that resolution and to come to this space of acceptance. I cannot do that for you, just like you cannot do that for me. The challenges that we go through are here for us to expand, are here for us as an opportunity to come back home. Leon Ben Shimon.
זה כבר כמה ימים שאין בית. הוא צועק בקרקס נמרים מכל צד, והאור כל כך דק עדיין. אם הייתה אומרת שהכל יהיה בסדר, מניחה את ידה על כתפו, רק תספור עד עשר, המפלצת תיעלם, לא תחזור. אם הייתה אומרת בן שלי הכל בסדר, הוא היה מהנהן בראשו, היה כותף לפרחים בגינה כל שבת, הוא שלה, היא שלו. הוא נרדם ונזכר איך היה מאושר שולחן בסלון עומד ושר. אם הייתה אומרת שהכל יהיה בסדר, מניחה את ידה על כתפו, רק תספור עד עשר, המפלצת תיעלם, לא תחזור. אם הייתה אומרת בן שלי הכל בסדר, הוא היה מהנהן בראשו, היה כותף לפרחים בגינה כל שבת, הוא שלה היא שלו. כשתהיה גדול תגיע לירח, אף אחד כבר לא יפגע בך, ילד תעזור, ילד אם תהיה קרוב רק לעצמך. שלי הכל בסדר, הוא היה מהנהן בראשו, היה כותף לפחים בגינה כל שבת, הוא שלה היא שלו.
לירון בן שמעון, האום. Shalom, shalom, welcome, welcome to today, welcome to Abracadabra, create what you speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, I'm a spiritual mentor, I'm a guide for women who are ready to reclaim their power, especially after going through hardships and challenges and post-relationships, or maybe you are through a divorce. And what we do here is we discuss different tools, how to map our experiences and how to look at the power of our words, of our thoughts. Abracadabra in Aramaic is Evra Kedabra, I create as I speak, I create what I speak. And all this comes from Judaism and Kabbalah and experiences and comments, and from you, and from you listeners, and those who write to me, and thank you for that. I started the program just now with the first thing is the utterance of Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. We're talking about love your neighbor, your friend. In the same way that you express love to yourself, where the focus first of all is on yourself, first of all is on yourself. And it doesn't mean that we have to be perfect in that in order to give, but we have to do our first step to ourselves, because we are learning also as we grow. The people that around us are our best teachers. There are reflections exactly of us. And if you don't like something in somebody, or you like something in somebody, it is, if you search deep, it is a reflection of where you are, a reflection of something that you may be going through, or you may be challenged with, you may be not liking. And we recognize it in the other person, because we recognize it out of knowledge, out of a reference point. And that reference point is us. And so, but before I continue, I want to give the phone number here. You're welcome to call in and to share and to ask. The number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. If you have Skype, it's one word, LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio on Skype. And yes, so today I would like to continue the the chain of a program, this thread that goes through the programs. We talked about recognizing our gifts, and how do we recognize our gifts, and then our gratitude, our daily gratitude, our daily gratitude, that it's almost like a reset button. So there is the spiritual aspect of being grateful to the universe, and to the universe that can, and God that can provide us with more abundance as we are grateful. And there is the gratitude that is like, if you think of it, as like a reset button. A reset button on everything, that now we're starting with a clean slate. It is like every morning, you get up every morning. What is your, do you have a routine? What do you do every morning to start cultivating that which you want, or where you want to be, or what you want to achieve? It's like a reset button. So aside from the spiritual and strong energetic power in recognizing and in being grateful for what we have and where we are, it is not to diminish, God forbid, any experiences that you may be going through now. And sometimes when we go through experiences, it is really hard to see beyond this experience of us. Understandably so, we are humans and we are going through this human condition. And my intention is to help in mapping in everything that is possible to shift our perception. To shift our perception and our relation to what is happening. This is the main topic for today, after our gratitude, is our relationship to what is happening. There is a happening, something is happening, something external to us. Something external, difficulty, hardships in raising a family, hardship in living, hardship in a place that you live in. And you may call it home, right? And it's still very difficult. What do you do? Something is happening. We can look at what is happening and attribute the result to what just happened. Or we can see what is really affecting the result. What is really affecting the result? Is it that which just happened, or that has been going on for maybe a while? Maybe you are in a situation with work and you're working two jobs and you're driving to the other part of town. And it is extremely difficult, partially because also there is not more time to get another job, right? Because if you had more time to get another job, you probably would. But there is not. And you are exhausted. And how is the relationship? What is really happening here? What are we throwing ourselves under the wheels of the truck? Just, you know what, I'm just going to survive. I'm just going to do that surviving and not thinking, and it is hard to get out of that loop. So what happened when this is happening in a place that you call home? Now I'm talking about a geographical place. A place that you call home, that is your home. You grew up there, you were born there, you grew up there. How do you handle, how do you go through all this? And on top of everything, that something is happening, there are those who will judge. There are those who will judge. Some may do that purposefully, but I don't believe a lot of people will do it purposefully. They may do it because this is what, how they believe and how they experience their own life. And as we said in the beginning, when you see something in somebody that you don't like, it is most likely a reflection of yourself. It doesn't mean that it is not true on the other side, which that person judged, and it is most likely a reflection of you. So to that effect, I want to say I saw a post by a woman in Israel, and I don't know if I can say her name. I don't remember if her post was public or private. No, it was public. So her name is Aline Shachar. It was public, so there I said your name. And that came after I saw a video of her that she put up today. And that was I saw her video because of an article that was written that came up about what I do here in the US and she responded, and then I start watching her. I watched her video today, and here is a woman who is an artist, definitely an artist, and expressing all these difficulties and the challenges that are going there, that are happening. And when we feel that everything closes from all sides, from every aspect, every side of our life is being challenged, and you try and you do the best that you can. And first of all, I want to thank you, Aline, for sharing that and for being courageous and free to speak that which is on your heart. Because when you put this out, what is on your heart, the world listens. And the world may be not in the fashion that can be seen through our physical eyes, but it is being seen and it's being felt. And so she shares her challenges and what is happening on the outside and what is happening in the country and what is happening financially and culturally. And with all the things that are happening there, with the changes in the country. And all how that affects on how challenging that is. And there are also those who are not in the same level of vibration that you are, Aline. You are a mother. And you recognize your gift, and you recognize your power, and you may be feeling this contrast between you and the outside, this tension. This is the relationship tension. This is what called the relationship tension. It's a relationship a relationship is not necessarily only between a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a person to a person, but it is your relationship between you and anything else. Whether it is money, your relationship to money. Many people believe that this, the not having money is because of an external source. It is internal. It is our relationship to money, how we grew up with money, how our lives have paved our ways with money. Aside that, in Judaism and Kabbalah, there are four things that we come with, built in our system, and what we are here to get, we will receive in one way or the other. And there is a way that we can increase that, or strive to increase that can be increased. But to bring it down here more, back to Aline, back to the video, back to the challenges. And there are those who will judge. And I want to encourage you. And I want to encourage you and to send blessing and all the love all the way from here to you, some 3,000-4,000 miles away. It is when the challenges that are here in front of us, it is where we are growing. For those who are judging, even a not an explanation, or needing to prove, or needing to justify, or needing to apologize for what you are doing in order to survive, but yes, for expressing your frustration, because as you said, it's just not right. It is not right. And when I say it is not right, I mean it is not right from the sense of creation, from the source of why we are here. Of us, as all of us, as a one big mesh of the tree of life, of the creation, of this one big magnificent creation. So I encourage you that all those who challenge you, I encourage you to and believe and know that you have the power to turn every challenge into a gift, every challenge into a wonderful opportunity, whether it is to make new connections, whether it is to create awareness and to expand awareness of those who are judging. Because think about that. Those who are judging come from not many options of places. They can come from a place of jealousy and their inability to be authentic with themselves, to say that they are not happy where they are. So it can come from jealousy and from whatever place it can come from, and it may come from, and they believe in their right. They believe in their opinion. They believe that their opinion is right. The thing is, what is not being realized by many those who judge, it is that because they're comparing their lives to yours. There was an article that came out this week was telling a little bit of my story on Hebrew News, and it was interesting to see the responses on that. I have a very strong spiritual connection to my home country, to Israel, and I always will. And I'm very grateful for everything that God and the universe provided and bring every day. And I'm grateful for what God gives, and I'm also grateful what God takes away. And if it is not for me, I always pray just to make it fast and make it come from the other side. I'm grateful for what is here. I've been here in the States for 26 years, went through all the lessons and that I went through until now. And if I'm, and the reason I'm here is because I'm not over there. You know, and if I was over there back in Israel, I would have other lessons, other experiences. My journey path, my choices, based on my journey, based on where I was at the time of where I was, brought me to where I was, where I am. And I do miss Israel. The question is, what do I miss in Israel? And this is, and the responses that came to this, to what I said, some of them coming from a judgmental place, some of them are not, but those are opinions of people, and that's wonderful because that started a conversation. And that is the opportunity that is so wonderful. That started of a conversation of what is our relationship to what is happening? What is our relationship to what is in our life? And do we see it? And how do we see it? So when the judgment or where the opinions come, and I'm talking also about the case with Aline where she was having a video and just and people would come up that would throw a sentence that really was in a completely different level of energy and was on the superficial level of that energy without understanding why, when, how, and how many. Not much. And it is so when the conversation started of what is the relationship that we have, for example, to home. It's just the same relationship, the same understanding of a relationship between what we have to home and what we have to anything else, like money or a person or being in a relationship, being in the space of love. And love can be a romantic love, but love starts again. Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha starts in us. In recognizing what we are doing, the best that we can to do that which we are doing. And from there, it can go outside. From inside, it will go outside. So the first place is within us. What is our relationship? Now, one of the people said, well, there is a lot of influence from the past. And to that I say, no, of course there is. We all are product of where we come from. We all are product of where we come from, to the stories that we are born into. You are born into that person that responded to that, and I think also to Aline's video. That you are influenced by your past, of course. You were born into your parents' story, wherever you were born in. Tel Aviv, Rishon, the States, anywhere in the world, you are born into somebody else's reality. You're born into somebody else's reality. And you are being trained in that space. Now, if you are, you have a strong personality or a creative person, then you will rebel and you will eventually find your own way. And to those who judge, it is to say, again, there is no judgment from my part, and it is just a recognition of what has happened and what is being written, and that's it. It is, there is no any emotional attachment to anything that is being, that you write back as a feedback. If there is any kind of a different level of understanding, I understand where everybody is, and I'm grateful for all these responses. And to those who judge, and to anybody, to understand that our lives are different. We have different crayons, if you will, to paint our picture. We have a different set of tools to go through our journey. What happens many times is that we fall off that covenant. And I'm talking about the covenant of love. We are falling out of that relationship between us to ourselves, us to God, us to the energy, us to whatever you identify with. If the word God sounds religious to you, use a different word. We're talking about the infinite light, the source where we are all derived from. We are derived from that source. So when we fall out of love to ourselves and the desire to give to the other, it's easier to come into these places of fear, rejection, and resentment, and feeling judged, and all these places that actually are pulling us down. Those are the negative energies that pull us down, that keep us in that space, that keep us in that space of fear and uncertainty. And that can be increased, that fear of uncertainty, that frustration. What are you going to do? What am I going to do now? Everything is closing on me. And you are in this mode of survival, that you cannot do anything outside of the box, or so you feel that you cannot do anything outside of the box. Can you really not do anything outside of the box? There is, in the portion of the Torah that was this week, the major point was about the sabbatical year of the land. So when the land is being worked to produce fruit, to produce vegetables, the seventh year is a cycle, and the seventh year is, we're commanded not to work the land at the seventh year. And on Skype, it's one word, LA Talk Radio. This portion was talking about the sabbatical year. And aside from the requirement, and the requirement to take the seventh year and to do a sabbatical year, and aside from the fact that this is a cycle, it's like our body regenerates the cells every 7 years. We go through our experiences, and if you will time your experiences, you will see that for the most part they are in this 7 years window. It's funny how things work. Aside from that and the portion, the big lesson here is to understand that when we believe that it is our might, our hand, our strength is what got me all this money. Because of my hard work, I was able to acquire all this wealth. If somebody believes that it is their might and their hand and their power that got them this, this is what this sabbatical year is to remind. That it is your first step that helps the universe to bring you what you need to have. But it is here for you. What is given to you was already here for you. If you look at the other side, people that are working extremely hard, like Aline, that work extremely hard, extremely difficult, and traveling from town to town, and you say, well, here's this person is working hard. Why does this person doesn't have enough to A, B, C, or D? It is everybody's journey. And I'm not saying this, and I'm saying this with the utmost compassion to anybody that is going through anything, especially to those who are swimming in Franklin's, if you will. Because when you are in this place of my belief, it's my power, it's my strength, it is all me, that is where you look around and it's scary. Because if it is only up to you, this 5'5" or 6-foot walking piece of meat that is being carried by a spirit, in comparison to the world, what is happening around the world, it can be very scary. If it is up to you, it can be very scary. And there are those who, again, are swimming in Franklin's that especially are in greater fear than those who do not have money or do not have as much money. The fear and the sense of insecurity and somebody's taking from me and I need more stuff to make me happy. Most of the time, many of those with all this, with a lot of materialistic fortune, are more susceptible, if not are already in it, a state that is not positive inside. Fears, insecurities. On the other hand, somebody who also believes that it is all up to me, it is my hand, it is my might, it is my will, it is my power. If you believe that and you are in a place, a difficult place, that also can be very detrimental. So it is here to remind us in the portion in the parasha of the week, it is here to remind us that it is not because of your power, because of your might. God, the universe, the energy, everything is here for you. And yet it is not all about you. It is here for you, it is because I am being provided and given exactly what I need. That is where I put my bitachon, my security, my faith in God, in the creation, in the infinite light. That infinite light is only the highest expression that I can express to describe that which I cannot express. And it's still putting it in a frame. And the infinite light and God has no frame, no boundaries. It is all around us and in us. It is like being a fish in the water. The fish is in the water. The water is not only outside of the fish, but also in the fish, inside the fish. And when we lose our connection to ourselves, our connection to our true desires that come from an authentic place, to our desire to grow, to our desire to belong. When we are not authentic to our desire to belong, then our meaning is meaningless. It is in our DNA to belong. It is in our DNA to connect. It is us. And when we lose our connection to ourselves, to our dreams, to the connections to the people that see us and are here for us. And for me, when I lose the connection to myself, it is hard to see the person that is in front of me. And we can go, and I can go like swinging in one direction, from one direction to the other, like a pendulum. And we always are like a pendulum, going from right to left, from left to right. And when this connection is broken, when we fall out of that covenant of love, choices from low places will take place of the choices that can come from a place of abundance and love. When we choose, when we are choosing a relationship, we say we are ready. We say that we went through everything that we went through in order to be ready for this relationship. I am ready for this relationship now. Now I'm ready for the person to come and to be there. And sometimes we even say to make me happy. But that person cannot make us happy. It is my happiness, our happiness, and their happiness that together will come and create a harmony. So when we fall out of this covenant of love to ourselves, between us to us, we make choices from a low place, from a negative energy, and we say we are ready, and we say we want, and we prepare, and we go out, and we are meeting people, and we talk to people, and then this person shows up, and many times, especially from a place that we've not expected. And then suddenly this tension of this relationship field, this tension that is there, that suddenly you wanted a change. Here is a change. Here is something different. Here is an opportunity for you to become that which you've wanted to become. And we retract. And we find reason why to retract. No, I'm not going to call that person because that person didn't call me for 2 days, and I'm not going to call that person. And we justify all these stories that we pull into ourselves. We justify all these actions, all these quote-unquote games that we do. And while we always want to be in that relationship, when that relationship appears, we push it away. And we stay in this wanting of a relationship that will never come because we are pushing it away. and it is the pull and the push. And many times this push comes because something in that connection triggered you into this place that you didn't want to share, really. So are you ready? Are you ready to see the opportunity in everything that happens every moment of the day? And to find those who are here to support you? And to find those who are here because you are here? And to allow, and to allow them in, and to allow the help and the love of those who are here to give you love and help. And those who judge, well, you can send them your love. I wish you a wonderful week of love, a wonderful week of examining the relationship between you and everything around you, and you and yourself. How are you feeling about yourself? How are you feeling with yourself around others? You can leave comments on my Facebook, facebook.com/bodysoulsound, and on my website, bodysoulsound.com. I'll see you next week. And again, have a wonderful week. Karen Malka, looking for you.
Listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk.